U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell arrives in the Middle East today for meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Powell is expected to urge both sides to enable free Palestinian elections in January. As preparations for elections get underway, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, known as UNRWA, launched an appeal for emergency help for Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In his meeting tomorrow with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Powell's expected to ask Israel not to do anything that would disrupt Palestinian elections planned for January 9th. Israeli officials say Powell's likely to ask Israel to remove roadblocks and lift travel restrictions for Palestinians. Israel also expects to be asked to withdraw troops from Palestinian cities and to limit military activity as much as possible. On the Palestinian side, Powell will meet Mahmoud Abbas, who's widely expected to win the upcoming election, and Prime Minister Ahmed Correa. Powell's expected to ask them to do what they can to end Palestinian attacks on Israelis before the elections. Israeli and Palestinian analysts say officials on both sides are likely to say yes to Powell because they both have an interest in allowing the elections to go forward as planned. But as preparations for the elections go ahead, international organizations say there is a growing humanitarian crisis among Palestinians. On Friday, UNRWA launched a campaign for $186 million in emergency relief for the West Bank and Gaza. Peter Hansen, the Commissioner General of UNRWA, says poverty among Palestinians is increasing. He says more than 2.2 million Palestinians are now surviving on less than $2 per person per day.
We have seen a deterioration in the nutrition segment. We have seen a strong deterioration in the general social situation with ever-increasing unemployment levels.
Hansen says that since September 2000, Israel has demolished the homes of 25,000 Palestinians. He says UNRWA has rehoused more than 1,000 families, but needs $67 million more for housing. Hansen says UNRWA also needs $50 million more to combat growing malnutrition. All of this is in addition to UNRWA's regular activities in the West Bank and Gaza. Hansen says 4 years ago, when Israeli-Palestinian violence surged, the international community responded generously. But he says recently there has been a decrease in international donations, just as the situation is growing worse.
Since the first appeal that we launched, when the Intifada broke out, we got more money than we asked for. For this last year, we have been getting less than half of what we asked for. So we are in a situation where we are faced with increasing needs, but declining resources.
Hansen says receiving the aid will help achieve the same goals that Secretary Powell hopes to achieve during his talks in the Middle East, to allow the emergence of a new Palestinian leadership that will be able to negotiate with Israel.
Thereby we can help stabilize the situation so those who are dealing with the political aspects and the political dimensions, either from a Palestinian or for an Israeli for that matter, or for an international point of view, will be faced with a less volatile and less unstable situation than they otherwise would be.
Also today, a new report released in Israel found that 100,000 more Israelis, 60,000 of them children, fell below the poverty line in the past year. The total number of poor people in Israel is almost 1.5 million, more than one out of every five Israelis. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.